Florida's congressional map is now in the hands of a judge. Nick Evans reports that the hearings are over, and now it's up to Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis.
The splintering of preferences for Florida's congressional borders was on full display Monday morning. Senate mapmaker Jay Farron took the stand to start the final day of hearings. House Attorney George Maris grilled him on the Senate's Central Florida revisions. Districts are supposed to be compact, and in the sparsely populated agricultural area, the Senate version contains two large districts to the House's one.
You can't count cows, so in order to count people, you have to have a district that's
sure, it has
large.
To take up a greater area.
Sure. But with respect to the House map and the Galvano map, the House map creates one district that incorporates, that is that sprawling type of district. But the Galvano map includes two such districts, doesn't it?
But Farron argues the Senate map doesn't split Sarasota County, while the House does. Also, he says the House's single large district lumps together groups that have little in common.
The two districts there, yes, there are two different districts that do contain some of the agricultural communities. One of the objections that was voiced to me with regard to the way Sarasota County was drawn in the base map was that it was in the same district as the agricultural communities all the way over in Okeechobee County.
While the House attacks the Senate's map at a regional level, more pointed questions came from League of Women Voters attorney Tom Zender.
To correct the Tier 2 violation and the Tier 1 violation that the Florida Supreme Court identified with districts 26 and 27 and 9047, your solution was to draw a configuration that further improves Republican performance in District 26, right?
That was not the solution.
The League argues the legislature's line between these two Miami area districts is drawn to favor Republicans. Judge Lewis has an October 17th deadline for his recommendation to the state Supreme Court, but at the close of the case, he said he would try to finish his work by the end of next week. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.